Dr. Sibi, getting an office note on patient Yusuf Abu Dayab, ABUDEIAB Yusuf, YOUSEF, date of birth 6/6/1974, date of service 1/13/2025, per paragraph. The patient is 50-year-old gentleman who presents to my office to be established with me as a nephrologist. He has past medical history significant for 1, diabetes mellitus type 2, has not been consistent with his medications, also next hypertension, had been uncontrolled for a long time. Next, obesity, next, gout. Paragraph, patient was hospitalized at HCA Cyprus. Because of leg swelling, he was found to have a worsening kidney function with a GFR of 24 and high potassium of 6.2. Period, patient was discharged on January 7, 2025 and presents to my office for further care and opinion. Period. The patient was following with another nephrologist for his chronic kidney disease, but he was not satisfied with his care. Period. Paragraph. His past surgical history is unremarkable. Allergies, non-drug allergies, social history. Patient is married, has 2 children. He was a heavy smoker for 2 packs a year per day, 2 packs per day for years. Currently, he stopped smoking, no alcohol use, no drug use. He used to work as a tow truck driver. Currently, he's not working. Family history, father with gout, hypertension, diabetes, and heart disease. Mother's condition, health condition is unknown. He has 8 siblings that reportedly are healthy. Review system reveals no headache, good vision, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea or constipation, leg swelling, not currently, but intermittent, and no nocturia. All other systems are reviewed and negative. Of note, patient has been taking a lot of Advil before in the past as well. Pure paragraph. Immunization, he received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Pure paragraph. On physical exam, his vital signs, as mentioned above, a TNT, pupils now reactive to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, no enteric sclera, no cervical fibrinopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa. No pharyngeal erythema, no late paragraph neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated in rhythm, no muscle S2, no murmurs heard, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or with the abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gyri band or rigidity extremities. He has trace edema, the lower extremities, skin, no skin rash noted, except that he has features of folliculitis over his back and torso. Period. Paragraph. Investigations from January 7th. Urine protein to creatinine ratio is 1.2. Estimated GFR is 24 milliliters per minute. BUN 78. Creatinine 2.9. Parathyroid hormone 414. Uric acid 12.4. Hemoglobin A1C was 5.5. Hemoglobin was 13. Potassium was 5.5. Period. Paragraph. Current medications include hydralazine, carvedilol, and Lokelma. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan. 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 4. This is most likely hypertensive nephrosclerosis given his history as well as intake of NSAID toxicity. Period. We are going to do a serologic work out of our other etiologies. At the current time, no need for dialysis. We are going to monitor closely. His renal ultrasound was reviewed and did not show any atrophic kidneys or any increase in echogenicity in both kidneys, period, paragraph. Next, hyperkalemia patient will be placed on low potassium diet and he's going to see a dietitian. Handouts were given for low potassium diet. Period, next, diagnosis, hypertension. We're going to discontinue hydralazine, continue carvedilol 25 milligram twice a day. Add amlodipine 5 milligram at bedtime, and we will review blood pressure log next visit. Next diagnosis, obesity patient will need to be to lose weight. He was counseled. He is to see dietitian. Next, gout with hyperuricemia of 12.1. Patient will be restarted on amlod on allopurinol at 200 milligram daily, and we will check his uric acid level. Next, his type of diabetes was on glipizide, but not anymore. His last A1C was 5.5 to monitor for now. Next, folliculitis. Patient does not want oral medication. We'll give him clindamycin lotion to use twice a day for a week. Period. Paragraph. At the current time, we're going to continue Farxiga and Lokelma, and we'll recheck on patient in 3 weeks and go from there. End of report. Thanks.